It's Thursday, the 6th of November, and the 5th is gone, with a bang. Actually, several thousand bangs here. And it has changed. I mean, last night was a beautiful full moon, clear skies, frosty weather, so perfecto for those who were having their bonfire nights, events and fireworks, all in aid of celebrating a certain date in history. Yeah, I think if you asked virtually every kid who had fireworks in their hands what they were celebrating, they wouldn't be able to tell you. It's fireworks night. But maybe that's a good thing, because maybe it's good to forget actually what it's all about. Because unless we do, we never move forward. But this morning it's a dreary, overcast day. It's cold. There's a chilling wind gusts up every now and again. Did I say it was raining? It's raining. So, a beautiful day yesterday, and that's the problem, is that there is no stability in our weather. The only stability seems to be in bad weather at the moment, but hey, it is the 6th of November. I remember as a kid, a wee boy, that we would get snow in November. And if we didn't get it in November, we'd certainly get it by the beginning of December. But the seasons have all changed now. Tend not to get things like snow till the new year, till into January, February. Well, that's nice. There's a sparrow, a house sparrow, feeding at the seed feeder. Just two of them, three of them, four of them. Yeah, okay, didn't notice those. They were just coming down at the same time. And then they're feeding on the seed feeder just to my left, just a few feet away. And that surprises me, because they're, you know, the proximity. That does surprise me. I wonder if I'm going to get my flock of house sparrows back this winter. Last winter I got quite a big flock of them, about, I don't know, 20 to 30, maybe even more, nesting in the big evergreen ivy climber plant that goes up the front of the house. Well, it comes around from the side, goes up the front, and it's really thick, above the conservatory, and they nested, or roosted in that, I should say, roosted in that every night. And then they disappeared come the spring, and I'm just wondering if they'll come back for the winter. That would be nice, because I used to love sitting in the evening, watch them all return, and then hearing their chattering as they all flew from the larch tree, the weeping larch tree, up into the ivy. It was just lovely to see them and to hear them chatter away, saying goodnight to each other. See you in the morning. A bit like the Waltons, on a bigger scale. It's cold. I can feel it in my hands now. There's something evil behind that cold northwest wind that's blowing down. But I slept well last night again. Up at 7 this morning. I actually woke just before the alarm, so that was good. I'm trying to go to bed at night now, thinking of positive things, having said that, I tend to go to bed every night anyway, and my mind mulls over certain things that I like to think about. You know, it seems to happen with me. I go to bed and maybe I've been listening to a particular bit of music that day or that evening, and I'll mull over that in my head, and then I'm going to possibly do a search if it's new stuff and see if I can find more of the composer's music, and or something on a DIY level or a tech level. Usually it's at the tech level, dreaming of new tech. But I don't need to think about it. It just seems to happen. But I'm trying to make sure now that at this time of the year, with the SAD syndrome, that I'm going to bed, I'm definitely thinking of positive things. What I'm noticing now, though, is I'm conking out quite fast. I really am. I'm going to bed, I lie on my back every night, and then I get a nudge because I'm snoring, and so I roll out of my side, which is a more natural position. But what I'm trying to say is that I've noticed, and including last night, that I'm going to bed now and I lie back and I'm thinking of those nice things, and I'm just dropping off really, really quick. And then, of course, I get the nudge to turn over. And I think, oh yeah, I was thinking about that. Oh, I'm going to think more about that. And then, boom, I'm off. It's crazy. It's good because it means I'm not lying in bed at night, tossing and turning, trying to get to sleep. I'm actually conking out. I still go back to the old hibernation aspect of So a drift day today. Not nice at all. Not nice for the wee birdies either. Although I don't suppose they worry too much about things like rain. There's goldfinches on the Niger feeder. The food's going down rapidly, I have to say that. It's not going to last long. I'll have to write a note. Suet feeders, for not just for the birdies, but particularly see if I can draw the woody woodpecker back in again this winter. A beautiful bird, and it was a joy to watch out my window last winter. It really was. Do you know that woodpeckers don't draw, when you hear them drumming, they're not trying to dig a hole in the tree? One of those misconceptions that I believe for long and weary as well, that what they were doing was digging a hole into a tree. They can't dig a hole into a tree. But I didn't know that. it's a territorial mating routine they go through. It's not routine. No, it's a function. No. I'm trying not to use the word THING. That's what they do. It's to attract females in the spring, and to also declare their territories. They nest in holes in trees that are already there. Oh yeah, they might use their beak to clean them out a wee bit, tidy them up, but they don't drill a hole in the tree. Another bit of useless information that you can take with you to a social gathering. In other words, a bar stool. Anyway, it's getting wetter, even though I've got my big brimmed hat on. It's a cold wind, just as I see a cold tip. I hope this doesn't last too long. A bit breaks for the weekend. Oh, no, I'm going in. I can't take this anymore. Shoot me, blackbird. But I got to chuck this tea away. Yeah, it didn't scare you much, did it? Mm-hmm. Drie.